Okay. I'll go in reverse. Doug, to your good self, this is actually an approach that I agree with. We are noticing that trying to come up with a comprehensive agreement on Paros is extremely unwieldy, particularly because so many of the different technologies have nuances. They are used for different reasons. They have different capabilities. They have different reasons for existence. And so perhaps rather than trying to move the mountain, we should take the ants approach and just try to take things piece by piece. Last year, I was here talking about the development of ASAT test guidelines, which I still think is a pertinent topic we can be having. And I think here with RPOs, we're also seeing why it might be important to treat on-orbit service vehicles differently from, say, direct descent kinetic kill vehicles, or treating them differently from jamming capabilities or other types of other types of technology. And certainly the work that's already being done in CONFERS and some of the other privately driven initiatives to establish and develop some types of guidelines show that if you focus on a small topic, if you focus in on one very specific aspect of space security, you might get a little bit further than if you try to take the whole thing all at once, especially when we're dealing in a forum of consensus. Because it's very difficult to get everyone to agree on everything. So let's see if we can agree on one little thing first, and then we can take further steps forward. And certainly co-orbital vehicles is one of the areas that I think will be extremely important for us to focus in on.